Well, conservative commentator and you know, pretty big celebrity for conservative politics, Candace Owens has lost her job. She's been controversial, a firebrand, I think is a fair way to put it, but Candace Owens out at the Daily Wire, they've parted ways. Here is a statement from Jeremy Boring. Daily Wire and Candace Owens have ended their relationship, said Boring, posting on X. He did not elaborate on the circumstances behind the move. Owens joined the Daily Wire in 2021, hosted a weekday commentary show for the website. Shortly after Boring's announcement, Owens confirmed that she is no longer with Daily Wire, reposted Boring's statement. The rumors are true. I am finally free, Owens wrote to her 4.8 million followers on X. She added, there will be many announcements in the weeks to come, posting emojis of the U.S. flag and a cross. She said, fans who would like to support my work can visit her website, CandaceOwens.com, or make a donation to her on the Rev platform. Yeah, Owens said she will bring back her show on her personal YouTube channel after a brief hiatus. Owens' departure from the outlet comes after months of tension between her and Daily Wire co-founder Ben Shapiro. They've been at each other's throats for a while over her promotion of various anti-Semitic theories. That, according to numerous outlets, including Mediaite, a far-left operation, however, just take that for what it's worth. Since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attacks on Israeli civilians, Owens has been increasingly critical of Israel's military response in Gaza, like people on the left, AOC and others. No government anywhere has a right to commit a genocide ever. There is no justification for a genocide. I can't believe this even needs to be said or is even considered the least bit controversial to state, Owens posted on X back in November. The comments that appeared to be directed at Israel. Shapiro, who is a firm supporter of Israel and is Jewish, obviously, was seen in a TikTok clip speaking at a private event, calling Owens' behavior absolutely disgraceful. Owens has used her perch at Daily Wire to deliver commentary. This comes from Variety, by the way. Owens has used her perch at Daily Wire to deliver commentary perceived as anti-Semitic. She recently said on her Daily Wire show that a Jewish gang in Hollywood is committing horrific things and suggested Jews are going to be blamed if TikTok is banned. That comes from Media Matters. Earlier this week, she liked an X post that promoted an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory that Jews were drunk on Christian blood. That came from Mediaite. In 2018, when she was with conservative Turning Point USA, Owens was asked in an event about nationalism, to which she responded, I actually don't have any problems with the word nationalism. Whenever we say nationalism, the first thing people think about, at least in America, is Hitler. If Hitler just wanted to make Germany great and have things run well, okay, fine. Probably not the, you know, going to win her a lot of support in a lot of circles, not with Ben Shapiro. But after that, that was in 2018, she was hired by Daily Wire after that. So, you know, you sort it out. In a post Thursday, the Anti-Defamation League said, white supremacist and Holocaust denier Nick Fuentes is praising Candace Owens' vitriolic anti-Semitism. It's hardly surprising, but it does not set off alarm bells. It does set off alarm bells, I should say, when bigoted people come together to push an anti-Semitic agenda. It adds fuel to the fire of hate. Owens commented Friday, I'm grateful they have turned their smear merchant guns on me. The world already knows my heart. Their attacks will have the opposite desired effect. Awaken world, thank you, at ADL, responded Owens. You know, in the March 21st episode of The Breakfast Club with Charlemagne the God, Owens said that Shapiro didn't have the power to fire her, but somebody did. As I explained on Tucker Carlson's show, like, Ben doesn't have the power to fire me. And it's not even saying that we disagree on Israel and Palestine. I just think that he's, obviously his wife is Israeli. He spends a lot of time in Israel throughout the year. I think when you have an emotional attachment to some place, that sometimes your reaction to anything is going to be more extreme to it. You know, that was her comment. Well, she will be exploring new career opportunities. That's interesting. Electric Anthony brought that to my attention there with his magical fingers. They're running the program today. So did you see this? No, didn't see that happen Friday, and I've been traveling. I was in Florida over the weekend. Ivy and I are doing a lot of traveling here. So Florida over the weekend, back to North Carolina today. And like I said, we're going to be talking to people here in this swing state over the next couple of days. We'll be back. Well, actually, we'll be here all week. Spring break for a lot of folks, right? Spring break for a lot of folks. Apparently, there's been a shift out of Miami. Miami Beach is all done with the spring breakers. They say, you know, move along. We don't want the crime. We don't want the problems. We don't want you here. And so a lot of folks are going to different places. Spring break different. Well, you've seen the, I mean, who wants that? Okay, you get a lot of money that comes in. But if you've got fights in the streets and people getting shot, nobody would say, whoa, the cost of doing business far too high for that kind of nonsense, right? Far too high for that kind of nonsense, no question. So Miami says, we're done with this. And they're moving on and sending people on down the road. Let's see. Who do I have? Oh, Healthy Cell. Make sure you take your vitamins. Ivy and I do every single day. In fact, she's been making me take something new. Every day, take this. Drink more water. Take these pills. For all I know, she's doping me up. No, it's Healthy Cell. I'm just kidding. Vitamins are an essential part of my good health, and Ivy's too. No matter what you're looking for, these American-made vitamins are good for you. Grow up, be big and strong, boys and girls. Sit up straight in your seat. Focus and Recall, designed to keep your mind sharp. The Immune Boost, keep you in top shape. There's vascular health. There's even a calm mood. What are these new things we're taking?
AM/PM Lifespan.
AM/PM Lifespan. What does that do? Help me sleep? Make me be vigorous?
Cell regeneration.
Cell regeneration, says Ivy from the green room. Yeah, cell regeneration. I guess I'm going to live forever. Apparently. That's why I've got tights. You should see them, too. Man, do I look good. Anyhow, some final thoughts here on the program. Thank you, Ivy, for my cell regeneration. HealthyCell.com. Check it out. Save 20% using the promo code Gruber. HealthyCell.com. Promo code Gruber. You, too, can fly like Superman. I'll be back.
And we're off to somewhere.
To anywhere. Chatting about how Enbridge has invested in renewable energy projects like solar.
Right. That's what we're doing.
Yep. We're just two friends in a radio ad, letting everyone know these renewable energy projects can power more than 1 million homes.
It's the reason we're here, Zakiya.
It's the reason we exist, Mike.
So what happens when this commercial ends?
We say, tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.